Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. So thrilled to have Stuart Rosenthal calling in from the expo this morning. Yes, as I mentioned earlier in the show. So the Beacon newspaper sponsors an expo for information on everything having to do with senior life. And they have this, and they've had it for decades now. I think it's even been hundreds of years.
it's our 16th expo. Yes, it's close.
So down in Silver Spring today. Stuart, thanks for calling in. Tell us all about what's going on.
Great, Eric. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Yeah, we're going to have a wonderful show today. We're at the Silver Spring Civic Center, where we've been for a few years as well. It's a great venue. We pretty much take over the whole place. We have like 75 or more exhibitors. There's a county resource fair with government agencies and nonprofits. Then we have like another 50-some-odd exhibitors of all sorts, housing services, independent living, assisted living, continuing care. For those who want to stay in their home and not move, there's home improvement services, aging-in-place remodeling and home maintenance, healthcare of all sorts. There's hearing services and chiropractic and vascular health and nursing and rehab and radiology and massage. I mean, it just goes on. And then there's home healthcare services, elder law attorneys, educational, travel, entertainment venues, you name it. There are interesting exhibitors giving out information, answering your questions, and many of them with free giveaways.
Well, that's great. And in fact, I've been a couple of different times to these events, and I find them a lot of fun, entertaining, and educational. Some of the things that I've learned previously was just having a conversation with the bath I don't even know how to say this quite exactly right, but it's a company that comes and installs a bath. And I don't know if these folks are going to be there, so you let me know. But it's a bath that actually has a door in it.
Right, right. You can sit down in it and fill it up while you're there. Right, exactly.
Which is great. I mean, it's like you go in, sit down, and then you fill the bath as opposed to having to fill the bath first and climb into it.
They'll be there. It's much safer, and it's comfortable, and it does all kinds of cool jacuzzi-like things. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Great.
By the way, we also have, as last year and year before, now technology talks. We're going to have Microsoft there talking about their Surface tablet. And the Jewish Council for the Aging is bringing their senior tech people to talk about their educational programs. We have, of course, health screenings, free health screenings. There's bone density, blood pressure, and new this year, balance screening, which I think is very important for us as we get older. And then CVS is again offering flu vaccines, both the regular and the high dose for those who are 65 and older.
Oh, okay. Now, if you're not 65 and older, you can't get it?
No, you get the regular flu vaccine.
Regular one. Both. Oh, okay.
But in past years, people have said, you know, I'm older, I want to get that high dose one. Do you have it? And sometimes we didn't have it. So this year, we're making sure to have it.
Makes sense.
And, of course, our speaker this year, I don't know if you mentioned that earlier or not, Tammy Darvish, who is pretty well known in the area for having been for 30 years like the spokesperson for Dark Horse Automotive Group.
Yes.
And as people probably know from a lot of publicity about this, she was basically cut out of the family business by her father and her two half-brothers. Mm-hmm. And she had to start over again in her 50s, you know, find her bearings and go into a new career and find a job and move on. Mm-hmm. And she's done it very well. She's now executive vice president of PenFed, the Pentagon Federal Credit Union, the third largest, I think, in the country. Mm-hmm. And she's going to talk about what it's like, both emotionally and practically, you know, being caught up short in midlife and having to start over, which I think is a very important set of lessons for a lot of us.
Mm. No doubt. Wow. I'm looking forward to hearing her talk. I'll be there this afternoon, so I'm looking forward to meeting you. If you come by, stop by my table. Plus, we'll have the fine folks from Widow Care who will be there too, which is a wonderful nonprofit started here to help widows and widowers in distress. So tell us anything else? Anything else worth throwing?
There's entertainment as well. Mm-hmm. Bruce Thomas, who's sung for us the last couple of years, is going to do big band hits and Broadway. Mm-hmm. And then there are going to be some demonstrations, Broadway dance, Tai Chi, and even something new also, safe patient transfers in the home. If you're a caregiver and you need to learn how to safely lift and move a caregivee, we'll show you how to do that as well. So there's all kinds of things for everybody. Come, bring your friends. It's all free. Parking's free. Look forward to seeing you.
That is the expo today in Silver Spring. Tell us one more time where that's going to be
held. It's at the Silver Spring Civic Center, One Veterans Plaza, right in downtown Silver Spring, next to the Majestic Movie Theater. There's parking right across the street in the county garage. Noon to 4. I see you then.
Noon to 4. Sounds great. And if you're online, you can check out The Beacon at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thank you, Stuart. Oh, it's so good to have him here on the show. So many of you have commented on just the content that he brings on money and travel and health and the benefit that you've gotten from his insight and the information you get from the Beacon. I'm so happy that you do. I am really excited for where we are right now. And I always get this way in the middle of October because it's like this quiet point in the preparation for the spring of 2016. This is an ideal time for you to call and get ready to get your house on the market. I've got clients. I just listed a home in Damascus, Maryland, and we're going to go on the market next week. It's a great time to be selling in the fall of 2015. So let's be clear about that. And now is the right time. This is when the strong market is, when the most buyers are out looking is right now. But if you're not sure that now's the time, you're thinking really more like next year, maybe you're even thinking it's a year and a half, like you want to be selling in the fall of next year, don't wait to call me to come out and give you a free market evaluation of your property and a plan of action on what to do to get your home ready. Doesn't it make sense to time everything correctly and to be as prepared as possible before you put your property on the market? Let me give you an example. Is if the market, which this is in fact the way it is, from the middle of February up until about the middle of May is at its strongest point. The tide comes in, the ocean of buyers comes in, and if you're at the shore and you're sitting in front of the tide and it's coming in, you know, you get wet. Well, that's what you want when you put your house on the market. You don't want to sit on the sand and watch the tide recede, which a lot of you did, probably because you overpriced to begin with, and then you got exhausted and got expired, which is kind of like death in real estate, you know, where you're expiring. You take the time and the effort to put your house on the market, you want to sell it, right? And by the way, I'm not speaking to sellers who are listed with other brokers. I want to be clear that fiduciary relationships between you and your agent are between you and your agent. I'm speaking to those who are not currently listed or were listed previously with somebody else and maybe have expired. You want to catch the market at its best time. You want to generate the most interest in your property when the inventory is at its lowest, the demand is at its highest, okay? And it's not when it's pretty outside. It's when it's just darn ugly. You don't have the grass isn't green. Your flowers are not planted. Okay, it's not a gorgeous time. You might even have a pool and go, Stuart, I'm not putting my house on the market until June. I've got a pool. I'm telling you, it isn't really what you imagine that it should be. It's not. Yes, this is a great time to take pictures of your house. This is a great time for taking pictures. We're taking pictures of our listings that are going up in February. Call me to come out and give you a market evaluation, and we'll tell you how we'll help you prep your house for the next 3 to 4 or 5 months as you're getting it ready to sell. And even if you're not moving until the fall of this next year, we'll make it work for you to stay in your home and only have to move one time. Recently, I was speaking at Miller's Grant, which is a lovely retirement community in Ellicott City. If you haven't checked it out and you're up in that neck of the woods or know somebody up there, very worthwhile. Brand new community called Miller's Grant. I spoke to this large community of new dwellers who are moving in sometime between February and May of next year. You know, you want to get your house ready to sell when you only have to move one time. And some of the folks there are concerned about having to move twice. In fact, I'd say it was about 80% of them. They felt nervous because they feel like they want to sell, but then they don't want to have to sell, move, and then move again. Now, at the end of the day, that's not the end of life to have to move twice. But I have a system for avoiding that, and it's worked so well. In fact, I've helped people sell in March and stay in their homes till August. I've helped people sell in January and stay in their homes until the middle of June. I've helped a guy sell in February and stayed in his home until the end of July. So the way you work the transaction, the way you negotiate and protect a client's best interest is really the mark of an excellent realtor, okay? If you want more information on that, how to time the market right, download a free copy of the Market Ready Guide at ericstewartgroup.com. It's free. I provide it for you. If you don't have the internet, don't worry. Call me. I'll send it to you. No charge. I'll pay the postage. It's 800-900-9104. Toll free, 800-900-9104. 50 pages chock full of great information on how to interview a realtor before you hire one. Well, now, gosh, that's What do you mean? Why would you give me that information, Eric? Because I'm not all about me here, folks. I'm all about you. I'm here to help you make the best decision for you. What's the best thing for you? When's the best time to sell your house? What are the best improvements? People ask me, should I put new windows in? No, don't put new windows in your house to sell it. But they're drafty. That's fine. Let the next guy put the windows in. He's the one who's going to save money every month on his heating bills. He's not going to pay you what you put into the windows. You only get 40% of the window cost back on the sale price. So don't put them in to sell your house, okay? Things like that. In the Market Ready Guide, go to ericstewartgroup.com and you can download a free copy there or any of the other free guides I have. The Right Sizing Guide, for instance, which will help you through the process of getting rid of your stuff. Okay. Hey, I'm coming back with Steve Gurney, who will join me in just a moment. Steve is with the Sourcebook. Steve will have a lot of insights for you as soon as we return.